We take this time in our service to prepare our minds to partake of the Lord's Supper, remember the sacrifice that Christ made for us, and I'm just going to keep piling on. With the lesson that we heard today and the songs that we sung, it's hard for me to add to it, but I'm going to try. But I feel like we have spent our entire service here this morning to prepare our minds to partake of this Lord's Supper, and that's a great thing. Sometimes I get ideas for these talks. I just kind of look around, and we have a calendar up on the wall in the kitchen there, and it doesn't have all the days that it seems like we have a day for everything nowadays, you know. But today is Purple Heart Day, and I thought that was interesting because I hadn't really noticed that before. But if you didn't know, today is Purple Heart Day, so. It's a day to remember and honor those who bravely represented our country and were wounded or killed in the line of duty defending this country. So I think we all understand the importance of that award, that honor, that recognition that's given to somebody that may still be living and was injured in the line of duty or that was killed in the line of duty. And I think it's with great respect that people have that awarded to them, and I think that's something that's an amazing thing that we have as a country that's awarded to these people that have put their lives on the line and have literally shed blood for our country. And again, when we have all these days that we have on the calendar for remembering such a thing, it's to really, again, it drew my eye to the calendar to think about that today, and it's really to, again, to engage people's interest into what that day represents as far as what we have lined up for that. And when you think about the interest that we show for something, you know, something that concerns or draws the attention of or involves something of importance. So whenever you have an interest of something, it needs to have a certain amount of importance to you, so it draws your attention to it. Now, where am I going with all this? Well, the song Joe just sang is always of interest to me when we sing that song. And it's because of that first line. You know, it says, "And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's love?" How can it be that I should do that? That I should have interest in the blood that was shed by my Savior. Well, it should be definitely of interest to us. Is it something that concerns you? Absolutely. Is it something that involves you? Definitely. Is it something that should draw your attention? Yes, it should. Is it something of importance? Absolutely. Without that blood that was shed for us, where would we be? And can it be? How could it be that I could even go to heaven without that blood that was shed for me? We sing about amazing love. How can it be that God would die for me? So is that something that draws your interest? Just like so many things that we line up each and every day that draw our interest. Yeah, I hope it does. Every day of our life, but especially now, as we partake of the bread that represents the body that hung upon that cross, that was tortured for us, like we heard about in our lesson today. All those ways that that was done. And I'm not even sure torture's even an adequate word. I mean, when you really think about it, it's brutality. And then the blood that was shed for us, the blood that was shed in so many ways. So yeah, when we sing that song and we think about the interest that we show for so many greater things in our life, how can it be that we have an interest in our Savior's blood? Yeah, It needs to be there each and every day because it was truly amazing. And just as we consider the Medal of Honor, like that Purple Heart that we give soldiers that shed blood for this country, think about the honor we're bestowing to Christ each and every day of our life, and especially now when we honor Him, when we partake of this bread and this fruit of the vine because of the blood that He shed for us. That's the honor that we bestow. That's the honor we show to Christ each and every time that we partake of this. We partake of it in a worthy manner, and we remember the sacrifice that He made for us and the interest that we have in that, because it is something that involves us. It is something that we need to pay attention to, and it is definitely of uttermost importance to us. So remember what Christ did for you, that blood that was shed for you, and that amazing love that He has for us.